弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。我哋开始之前，我哋有个祷告。
Before we begin this morning, let's come together in a word of prayer.
主，我哋感谢你，主，你聚集神嘅儿女一同嚟到面前，主嚟到喺你自己话上边有份。
We thank you, Lord, that you have called together the children of God before your presence, that we might have a portion in the word.
主，我如何等愿意主你与我们同在，按着你的应许。
We so desire, as according to your promise, that we would have your presence here with us today.
并且向我们来讲话。
And that you are here to speak with us.
向我们心主来讲话。
To speak directly into our hearts.
主，无论叫听的、讲的，主都是主的管理的底下。
Whether those who have a voice at this point or else those who are listening with their ears, that we have a portion there before you.
叫我里面实在警醒在主的面前。
And that each one of us would be alert in our spirit.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
因着最近有弟兄们来到交通到预备迎接我们的神。
Recently, our brethren was here, and he encouraged for us to look toward this matter about waiting before the Lord for His return.
有些人有去听，有些人或者没机会听到。
This was a message I was given. Perhaps some brothers and sisters had opportunity to attend that particular meeting. Some perhaps did not.
有没有人有机会听过个聚会？
I wonder how many of you actually heard the message.
有没有人听过？
Did anyone hear that message? Who seated here today?
Okay.不到一半啊。
Less than half of us, perhaps.
咁亦都弟兄嚟到交通过喺我哋当中交通到生命嘅成长啊。
And also another brother was here to speak with us in terms of, in regards to the growth of our spiritual life.
所以早晨有啲因着弟兄们嘅交通，亦都有啲未尽嘅话，都想同弟兄姊妹一同有交通。
So through these, sharings that were already given, and also I myself have some words I have yet to been able to share. So we're going to spend that time this morning to share these things with brothers and sisters.
请大家打开这个马太福音第二十五章。
So let's all turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25.
我们由第一节开始读，读到第十三节。
We'll begin with verse 1 and we will read through to verse 13.
马太福音第二十五章第一节开始。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, we'll begin with verse 1.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Five of them were foolish and five were prudent.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
But the prudent took oil and flasks along with their lamps.
新郎延迟的时候他们都打盹睡着了。
Now when the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
半夜有人喊着说新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
But at midnight there was a shout, Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
And the foolish said to the prudent, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说：恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the prudent answered, saying, No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealer and buy some for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说：主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
And later the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us.
他却回答说：我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered and said, Truly I say to you, I do not know you.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
这个一段是我们比较熟悉的一段的圣经。
Now this is a passage that is very familiar to most of us.
就讲到新郎要来了。
It tells us about the bridegroom coming.
有十个童女，有五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
There are 10 virgins. There are 5 were prudent, 5 were foolish.
结果这个五个愚拙的被拒于门外。
Ultimately, the 5 foolish ones were shut out.
没办法进到筵席里面去。
And they did not have the means to enter into the feast.
看见主来讲话，我不认识你们。
When you look at the Lord's words, he said, Truly I say to you, I do not know you.
今天在这个地上边，
Today on this earth,
有人告诉我们说30年之内一定加州三藩市知哪里、一定会有大地震的。
Prognosticators tell us that within the next 30 years, there will definitely be an earthquake somewhere here in the San Francisco vicinity. We don't know where, but somewhere here.
这个三十年的讲法呢，是不是今年讲的，是几年前开始已经讲的，大家有没有听过？
Now this 30 year projection was not stated today or recently, but in the last several years. Now has any one of us heard that projection?
我很多人都听过，说三十年之内一定会有一次大地震。
Many of us have heard that prediction that there will certainly be an earthquake within 30 years.
所以呢，我们要预备。
So we have to prepare.
但有几多人预备好了呢？
But how many individuals have prepared well?
咁我哋预备屋企里边我间屋系咪防震啊
？So we have to look to say is my house earthquake brace or proof?
我有冇预备到水啊
？Have I prepared water rations?
有冇预备到灭火筒啊
？Have I prepared emergency lights?
有冇预备到暖
flares?
有没有预备到联络的地方啊？如果万一小孩在学校你在这里去哪里联络啊？
Is there a place that we have agreed to meet together? Let's say that our children are at school. Where are we going to meet?
好多嘢要预备的。
There are many of these things that we have to prepare.
你有没有买到地震保险啊？
Have、
如果你有屋的话。
If you have a house, have you purchased earthquake insurance?
这些个事情呢，我们都听惯了，都知道的。
Now, these are all things that we have heard again and again, and these are all things that we know in our head.
但是呢，有些呢，我们是没办法预备。
But there are some that, you know, things that we just can't prepare for.
好像地震保险太贵，我不买啊。
So, for example, earthquake insurance, you know, the premium is really, really high, so I can't afford it.So that's a choice that I make not to purchase the insurance.
但是还有很多呢，我们都说，哎呀，听日先算啦，都未必话三十年嘛，未必听日就来的。
Then the other things, then we sort of say, well, you know, I can wait the projection for 30 years. It doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow, so maybe later I'll get to that.
所以呢，我们是知道，但我们呢，就算连这个在这个加州这个地震带呢，我都未必一定预备好嘅。
So we know these things in our hand, but even as we live in earthquake country here, we oftentimes neglect to take the proper precautions to prepare.
同样嘅，我有个主话俾我哋听，我必快来。
Now similarly, the Lord says, He states, I will return.
所以系要求我哋要预备好嘅。
And He's requesting for each one of us to prepare for Him His return.
但我们是不是预备好呢？
But the same question, have we prepared well?
这里就用主耶稣呢就用到一个十个童女的比喻，你要比喻他的天国和他的再来。
Now here the parable uses 10 virgins to signify his return from the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们了解多一些犹太人他的婚礼呢，我们或者会多认识一些。
If we have a better understanding of Jewish weddings, then perhaps we have a better understanding of this parable.
在耶稣基督的时代呢，婚礼是这样进行的。
And in Jesus' time, weddings were held in the following way.
当有一个的男家，他们经过不知怎样的遇见，知道有一个这样的女士 女子喺度想同佢呢个嚟提亲啊。
So there is from the groom's side, there is the groom and their family, and they know of, and it could be maybe a pre-arrangement that oh, there's this young woman there, and that she would be the appropriate spouse.
啊，呢个咧同我哋东方中国人咧有啲相似。如果你全部系美国人咧，你就完全咧就完全唔一样噶。
So this is similar to what we see in the Chinese culture. In China or in the Far East, but perhaps it's totally different, probably from the Western culture that we are living in today.
咁呢个嘅将来嘅新郎啊，呢个男方咧就嚟到女家同呢个女家嘅父母嚟到提亲嘅。
And so this potential groom will come to the potential bride's house and then seek. An audience with the parents of the potential bride.
啊，咁咧呢个女子嘅父亲咧就同呢个新郎未来嘅新郎就睇下接唔接受做女婿啦吓。如果接受嘅话
，So the potential father-in-law would speak with the potential groom to see if he indeed is fulfills the requirements that they want for a son-in-law.
啊，咁咧呢个新郎咧，男方咧就要俾呢个礼金啊。
And so then there must be a dowry that's made by the groom, potential groom.
啊，俾一笔嘅价钱啊，俾呢个嘅女方。
So a dowry is a amount of money that must be given to the bride's side of the family.
咁就将呢个女子咧就许配咗俾呢个男子噶啦。
And then in doing so, that arrangement would be set for that woman to be eventually married to that man.
啊，咁呢个同我哋都差唔多，中国人差唔多啦。
So this is very similar to our Chinese culture.
啊，跟住咧呢个男方咧，呢个男新郎咧，佢就要离开呢个女家啦。
Thereafter, then the groom to be then will leave the bride to be's house.
啊，当我离开之前咧。佢就要同呢個女子咧飲一杯酒，呢個係一個約嚟嘅。
Now before he leaves, he will have a drink of wine, alcohol with the woman or the bride to be, and this becomes a covenant.
啊，咁就定咗呢、這個，因為收咗呢、這個禮金啊，並且飲咗呢一杯嘅酒咧，就立有咗呢個婚約喺嗰度啦。
So because the dowry was accepted.And that they went ahead and drank a bonding drink to that this arrangement then is set.
嗯，咁咧呢个男方咧去边度咧？佢就翻佢个父家度。
So what would the groom to be do? Well, he would go back to where he came from, his father's house.
佢预备一个地方嚟到等佢预备一个住嘅地方俾呢个新娘，等佢结婚之后有地方住。
And there he will prepare a home, a house, a place where the bride will eventually live with him.
啊，通常喺預備呢個地方咧，就係喺佢父家，連住父家度再起一個，再起出去咁樣。
And where will that place be? It will usually, according to custom, it will be attached to the house of the father, so the groom to be's father. It will be an extension or attachment to that particular house.
所以呢个新郎咧就对个新娘讲：我去咧就为你预备地方去啦。
So that's why the groom to be will tell the bride to be, I'm going to go and prepare a house for you.
啊，通常咧佢预备呢个住嘅地方起咧，差唔多一年时间。
And that preparation may span over a year's worth of time.
啊，咁啊，佢就同个新娘讲话：我预备好了，就翻嚟接你到我嗰度去啦。
And so the groom to be would say to the bride to be, "When I finish preparing, I will come and take you to be where I'm going to go."
啊，咁如果呢个新娘问佢啊，咁或者男女家问你，咁你几时翻嚟啊？咁
So the bride to be, or maybe the parents of the bride to be would ask, "Well, when are you going to come back?"
啊，咁呢个新郎咧，因为佢要得到佢父嘅同意，喺嗰间父话得啦，咁佢先至可以嚟接新娘嘅。
So the groom to be must have the full consent and the confirmation. Yes, everything is now completed, and that comes from the father of the groom-to-be. Once the father of the groom-to-be says, yes, everything's ready, then the groom-to-be can go and to bring the bride-to-be back.
所以呢,当这个新郎离开的时候,这个女子方面问他,你几时回来?我都不知道,唯有父知道。
And so that's why when the groom-to-be feels this question of when are you going to return, all he can say was, I don't know, only my father would know when that time would be.
到大概一年,这间屋建好了。
So maybe it takes a year. Well, eventually that house or that extension would be completely built.
这个新娘就在屋里预备她的婚纱。
And then from the bride's side of the family, they would be preparing her dress.
预备她的头纱。
Her gown and also her veil.
又招聚一帮的姊妹,就是这些童女。 这童女不是新娘,童女就是她的
Then they will also make arrangements to have, such as this parable, the ten virgins. Now, virgins are, these ten virgins are not the bride. They're the bridal party, you could say, or they're those who are in the bridal party.
当这个新郎他们预备好的时候,他们就跟今天写个email告诉你,我何时离去,他不告诉你。So
those are the bridesmaids. So now when the time is prepared, unlike today, you know, that today you can send out an email, just say, okay, I'm coming. But that's not the way it was.
当父说得了,他新郎和新郎的朋友就来接新娘了。So
they wait for the father to give the final consent. Okay, everything's ready. And then the groom and his entourage would come to pick up the bride.
这个就跟我们中国人不一样,中国人就大红花轿,就头来的,他们就是夜晚来的。
And so this differs a little bit from the Chinese culture. In the Chinese culture, you come with all pomp and circumstance during the day, in the middle of the day or in the morning, to come and pick up the bride. But here, the Jewish culture is they come in the evening.
那新郎的朋友就喊了,新郎来了,新郎来了。
And so it's up to the groom's entourage to call out, the groom's coming, the groom's coming.
那些童女听到,就去告诉新娘,新娘就快点穿好嫁衣了。
And so when the bridesmaids hear that call, then they alert the bride, and the bride quickly then puts on her gown.
新娘,这些童女就拿着火把或灯,就出去接这大对新郎和新娘的朋友,带他们进来接新娘了。
So the bridesmaids' responsibility to take the lamp, to go out to meet the groom who's coming with all of his friends, and then to bring them and to guide them back to where the bride would be properly prepared for them.
接着新郎来到,接着新娘就带她去附加预备好的地方,就进入新房里边。
So they bring the bride, they bring the groom to be back to the bride, to pick up the bride to be, and then they together would go back to the father's, the groom to be's father's house. To consummate the wedding. And there the wedding feast will begin, and it is filled with joy and filled with laughter and filled with celebration, and it will last for 7 days.
我们看见这个犹太人这样,我就想起 原来圣经里面很多,无怪乎,主说,我为你们预备地方去,预备好了,就必再来接你们到我那里去。And
so when we see that this is the custom of the day, and then now we can relate back to what the Lord's saying and understand what he says. When he told us that he has gone to prepare a place for you, and when he is finished preparing, he will come to take you to be where he is. Now is within the context that we can understand.
当那时的人一听到,知道,原来我们是新妇的遗份。
And so when the people at that time heard these words from the Lord, then immediately they knew they were in the position of being part of the bridal party, and that they were part of that who was waiting.
主何时再来?主说我都,人子都不知道,唯有父知道。
But when, Lord, will you come? And the Lord can say, no man knows the hour or the day. Only the Father knows the hour and the day.
我们今天来交通这十个童女,这个童女不是偶然在那里出现的。
Now, today we're focused on this parable of the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins were not there by accident.
他们在那里呢, 是一个任务的。
They are there as a foreshadowing.
有一个job,
They have a duty. They have a mission.
他有个责任的。 那个责任就是守着新郎和新郎的朋友何时来。
Their responsibility, their mission is to be on the lookout to see when the groom and his party is arriving.
同埋呢,佢哋都知道啊,好多人都知道有陣時日頭嚟,有陣時會夜晚嚟嘅,所以呢,佢哋預備定燈,預備定油㗎啦。It's
possible that they might come in the daytime, but everybody also knows that there is a great possibility they'll come at night. So that's why they have to prepare their lamp for that possibility.
哇,今日地震咗一次7.9級嘅7.1級嘅,聽日緊有震嘅幾大都喺床頭擺定個收音機攞住電筒啊,你實會預備嘅。
So, for example, if we really did have an earthquake that on the Richter scale, 7.9, 7.1, 7.9, you know full well that there will be aftershocks. So, if you've already experienced it, then you're going to go to bed that night, making sure that you have by your bedside the proper equipment, whether it be lamps or lights or whatever, to prepare for the eventual aftershocks.
So, 既然这个新郎一定会来的，那他就会预备好。
So they knew that the groom will definitely come at some time. So that's why they had to be prepared for that eventuality.
聖經話呢10個同類呢,佢哋聰明話語句呢,唔係根據佢哋分咗頭先頂領師係咁講啦。Just
as our brother shared when he was leading the hymn, the basis of determining whether the virgin was prudent or foolish is not whether they fell asleep.
是他们,
and nor is it dependent upon whether they had a lamp with them, because every one of them had a lamp with them.
因为不是根据是不是睡了,
and again, it's not because determined by whether they fell asleep. Remember, all 10 fell asleep.
也不是根据他们有没有 一叫就醒,一叫就个个都醒了。
And it's not about how alert they are that when the warning came that some woke up and some didn't. No, all of them woke up immediately.
也都不是根据他们有没有整理他的眼灯或者他的火把。
Nor is this talking about whether or not they were able to trim their lamp.
因为他们个个都整理起个火把。
They've all prepared the lamp properly.
这个呢, 也都不是根据他们有没有油啊,
nor is it dependent on whether they had oil.
因为他的灯呢,
because every one of them was able to light the lamp.
啊, 所以证明呢,
that means that every lamp or each one of those virgins had oil in their lamp.
啊, 但聪明和愚拙呢,
But then what determines the difference between a prudent virgin and a foolish one was whether they had sufficient oil. That made the difference.
他需要有一个器皿来装这些人。
They must have a vessel to hold sufficient oil.
但当他们不够油的时候,哎呀,你借点给我,同有油的时候,你借点给我吧。
But when one of them thought, oh no, I'm running out of oil. So he goes, or she goes to one who has a lot of oil and say, oh, can I borrow some?
这个就没什么爱心,这个话。不借得给你,你自己去买吧。
And you could say that person that had sufficient oil did not have much love because she said, oh no, I can't. Why don't you just go and buy your own?
啊, 都很自私的嘛,
you can say that selfishly, she replied that way.
因为他真的不够油了,他就没办法了,他就要去买了。
So that means the first one who didn't have enough oil, realizing that, she had to go and buy some oil.
啊, 但回来的时候,大队都走了,新郎都入了屋了。
But by the time she returned from the market for the oil, the entire party had already left.
他去敲门的时候,新郎说我不识你。
And then she went to knock on the door, but the bridegroom replied, I don't know you.
啊, 这段圣经呢, 当然他这个10个同类呢, 不是讲到辛苦啊。
Now, these 10 versions, again, is not talking about the bride.
啊，解经人有唔同解法，我哋唔讲啦。
There might be different interpretations in there in the, within Christendom, but we're not going to go into the different interpretations.
但是呢这个预备好又迎接我们的主这个原则呢在我们身上边呢应该要学习。
But this principle about having prepared sufficient oil that the prudent virgins have, this is a principle that must be learned by all of us.
啊，油在圣经里边呢撒加利亚书告诉我听这个油呢是代表圣灵。
In Zechariah, in the Bible, it tells us that oil represents the Holy Spirit.
啊，即是说呢我们这班等候主的人的里边呢应当是要有油的有圣灵的。
We who are the children of God, we should have the Holy Spirit in us.
这十个童女都有油啊。
Now, don't forget, all ten versions had oil.
啊，我们信主的时候啊，圣灵在里边点活了我们，圣灵也都内住在我们心里边，我们都是有油的。
Now, each one of us, when we accepted salvation, the Holy Spirit enlightened us, but the Holy Spirit also indwells us from that point on.
但是从那天开始呢第一日我们信主的时候那些油是白白给我们的不需要你去买的。
On that first moment when we accepted the Lord and accepted salvation, that oil, that Holy Spirit who came, it was freely given. It didn't require for us to expend any cost to receive the Holy Spirit.
但以后呢这些油呢确是我们要去买买什么付代价的。
But thereafter, the presence of the oil that needs to be there is, requires a price to be paid. You have to go buy it. That means you have to pay a price in order to keep the sufficient oil in you.
一个学生呢，他不可以等到明天考试，今天才来读书。
For a student, if they have an exam tomorrow, they can't wait till the day just before the exam to study.
我们到今天呢，讲个笑话，到今天都成日发梦，哎呀，我读大学的时候，明天考试。今天突然间发现我整个学期没有上过堂，听日不知道考什么试，都不知道去哪里考，又不知道，到今天都会有这样的恐惧感在里面。
I tell you, you know, this is kind of funny, but even to today, for me right now, sometimes I dream this horrible nightmare that I'm still a student and I have an exam tomorrow, but I have no idea what even subject I'm supposed to study, much less having studied it. And so I would wake up and scared because I have no idea what I'm supposed to study for tomorrow.
啊，如果我有一日我系嚟到主嘅面前得唔到奖赏，哎呀，你话几咁几可怜吓。
So one day when we come before the Lord and we're presented before the Lord and He has no rewards to give to us, how sad that would be.
因为到阵时咧，我哋到主嘅面前咧，主唔系根据你，哎呀，某某人你信咗主几多年啊？我信咗主30年、40年，主唔系根据呢、这个。
Because when we come before the Lord doesn't look at individual and says, oh, how many years have you accepted salvation? Oh, I've accepted 30, 40 years. The Lord doesn't look at the length of time that you've accepted salvation. But rather, the Lord looks to see in you, is there sufficient oil?
你有没有曾经付代价去买油?
Have you paid a price?To purchase for yourself sufficient oil.
啊，呢啲油咧系要慢慢买嘅，唔可以一下子买好多。
And this oil cannot be accumulated immediately. That means with one purchase, you purchase sufficiently. This oil must be accumulated in time that it adds and adds and adds.
啊，唔可以话啊，听日主嚟，我今日就去买晒所有嘅油。
Oh, the Lord's coming tomorrow, so I'm going to go out and buy sufficient oil and I'll have it. No.
所以他说你要去买去卖油的那里买这个卖油的啊你看英文是有 S 的。
So, that's why if you look at the translations, it says that they had to go out to the place to purchase the oil. And so that means that, the dealers, it says, there is a plural S, many dealers.
所以呢我们在主面前呢我们既然付代价去买的时候呢你就知道呢啊讲到呢个器皿里边呢佢要俾呢个圣灵嚟要充满嘅。
So when we talk about having to purchase this oil, that means that within that vessel, it must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊 就是、圣灵的品质啊，神的性情啊，在这个人的里面，神你寻找啊，就是寻找他自己。
It means that the nature, the personal, the features of the Holy Spirit or the nature of God must fill that vessel.
是需要透过十字架的功课来到买的。
But the purchase price, the purchase must have gone through the way of the cross in order for you to attain the oil.
咁你先至能够成就基督耶稣嘅性格喺你里边，你有圣灵喺你嘅里边。
Only then, if you have paid this price, are you going to be able to be, to have the nature and the characteristics of the Lord in you?
我哋好熟悉圣灵所结嘅果子系嘛
？We know very well about the fruit of the Spirit, right?
喺加拉太书里边所讲到圣灵所结嘅果子。
It tells us in Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit.
呢啲嘅果子咧，成为人嘅性格之后咧，唔可以借俾人。
When these characteristics, I'm sorry, when the fruit of the Spirit are attained, then that means those characteristics are incorporated into an individual.No individual can lend it to someone else.
所以你两夫妇一起信主，一个追求，一个冇追求。
So you have spouses, believing in the Lord together. If one of the spouse pursues after the Lord, and the other doesn't,
唔可以借啲温柔俾你，借啲爱心俾你，唔借得嘅。
You cannot lend the other spouse.Some compassion. You cannot lend the other spouse some love. That first spouse lacks.
你说我现在立刻去买啦，我现在立刻，我愿意啦，主嚟，我愿意啦。
You might respond and say, No, Lord, I'm willing now. I'm willing right now. I'm going to go and buy it now.
主啊，你俾你喺地上边好多年日嘅时间，你应该系按住嗰一年日俾你嘅时间你去买嘅。
But the Lord will say, But I've already permitted for you so many years of your life here on earth, and all throughout that time you had the opportunity.To go and purchase and accumulate these characteristics, the oil that's needed.
有啲人咧，佢有呢个人。
Now some might have the oil.
有时你同佢交通嘅时候
，and then you go and fellowship with them.
哎呀，佢所讲嘅经历咧，都系十年前嘅经历。佢最近佢冇经历嘅。
And you realize most of the things that he's sharing about are things that happened to that individual, a decade ago, 10 years ago.But it seems that he doesn't share, or there's no sharing or fellowship about anything that's happened recently.
你生命的學習究竟有沒有新鮮呢？有沒有進步呢？
So in our, the lessons that we learn on a day-to-day basis, our life lessons, are they renewed? Is there something fresh that you're learning day by day?
但我所學習的，所能夠交通出來的學習，都是以前的，舊的。
Or is it true that the only thing that you have to share about, the only experience that you ever had was the experience that you had from 10 years ago?
神你要回到来的时候不是看我们在教会里面有什么职分。
The Lord, when he returns, he's not looking to see what position you now hold within the church body.
或者你有什么服侍。
Or to see what services that you are involved with in the church body.
就看你里边有没有足够的人。
But rather, he will look in your, in within you to see, does this individual have sufficient oil?
所以我们今天应当如何等候主回来呢?
So how are we to await for the Lord's eventual return?
今天主啊，刚才弟兄领师的时候就说，我们今天不是，我们没有办法控制我们不睡觉。
Just thank the Lord, our brothers, and when he led the hymn, share with us how we cannot prevent ourselves from falling asleep.
我们没有办法控制我们几时去主那里。
We cannot control when we actually go back to the Lord.
但主要来寻找的时候，就回到来的时候，我们有没有警醒？
But what's important is when the Lord does return, will he find us to be alert?
当主回来的时候，发现我们警醒就即系话我哋嘅心思意念啊，都系好紧要。哎呀，主要翻嚟，如果我真系话到主听日翻嚟嘅时候，我就发觉好多嘢唔掂。
So when we are alert, that means that signifies or symbolizes the fact that you were very intent and very anxious for the Lord's return, that you were anxious for being prepared. If the Lord was to return tomorrow, and that really was in our heart, we will realize there's a lot of things that I have to fix before He returns.
我想,我有些虧欠,我犯了罪,我都還沒認罪,我還沒虧欠,還沒搞定。
I have a lot of things that I have to get better at. For example, even the matter of confessing sins. Oh, I have this terrible sin that I have forgotten to confess to the Lord for. There are things I need to do to make myself ready.
主俾咗我好多機會啊，我都去買油啊，主俾我服侍呢個，我都唔找主嗰個機會。
The Lord has permitted for me many a days on earth to and many a services opportunities to go and serve Him, and I never once. Or I never took the opportunities, each and every one that would present itself, to go and serve and to do this or that.
所以詩歌裡面,英文就不是說不睡覺,是說要警醒,你要警醒。
So that's
有沒有來到,有沒有看見我們警醒呢?
So that's why in an English translation specifically is very evident. It doesn't say to not sleep, it says to be alert.
有些人信主的,他就說,主要再來,他就辭工,他想山上等主回來。
There are some who might hear, oh, the Lord's returning. So they make a decision to cut themselves off from the rest of the world. They sell off everything and they go move to a mountain and be a hermit.
亦都有些人很精,他真的信主幾時幾號來,有些人是這樣說,不對,幾時來,他將他身家賣了,然後去環遊世界享受了錢。 他肯定到最尾主嚟嗰日呢,佢一個先都冇剩,咁佢地上邊又唔蝕底,天上邊都唔蝕底。
And then there are some who, of course, has it wrong, but they do this, then they think, okay, let me look and see and project when the Lord's gonna come back. So they have a date in mind. So then, from now until that date, they go and sell everything that they have, and go and enjoy the world, and live and eat, drink, and be merry, until that last day when just before the last day comes, they would have spent all their money and enjoyed the things of this world. That way, they don't lose out in the goods of this world, but they're also prepared for when the Lord returns.
这个是世上的人的小聪明,其实就是愚拙。
Now, this is the being smart in the world, but in essence, though, is being foolish before God.
那些愿意辞了工,他真的付代价上山等主。 但是他心思是對的,不過他的方法是錯了。
The first case where we talked about some people selling off, cutting themselves off from the rest of the world and wanting to be in seclusion, now their heart is proper. It's just that the means to get at the end is wrong.
我們盼望我們都有這樣的心思,我們願意警醒。 我們不需要做,就在我們日常裡面,我們真的,主給我們有機會,我們還有機會,我們去買油。
So, may the Lord really allow us to learn how to be alert before the Lord. That means on a day-to-day basis. In our daily lives, the Lord gives us many opportunities for us to be able to really concretely purchase oil.
就是我们里面满有圣灵,满有神的份量的里面,耶稣基督的性格。
Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Or do we have a portion of the Lord being displayed out to others? Do we have the character of God in us?
聖經說你們不要醉酒,乃要被聖靈充滿。
It says, the Bible says, do not be drunk, but be alert in the Spirit.
在裡面是滿有聖靈,在外面我們就結聖靈所結的果子。
Inwardly, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Outwardly, what are we doing? We're bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
今天有很多人来追求这个圣灵的充满。Now,
in today's society, there is a great portion of society that pursues after the Holy Spirit and the works of the Holy Spirit.
追求to be filled
with the Holy Spirit.
去追求那些感觉。
Or to have that feeling of being filled with the Spirit.
但如果你读圣经,由头读到尾, 圣经从来不着重在圣灵充满的感觉底下。
But if you look at the Bible from the beginning to end, never does it encourage for us to pursue for the emotions or the feelings of being filled with the Spirit.
聖靈充滿的感覺呢，亦都有啲人咁講啊，你能夠聖靈充滿呢，你就解決好多問題啦。
Some people explain it this way to say that in terms of the feeling of being filled with the Holy Spirit,
即 achieve 到呢個,
if you're able to achieve that goal of being, that having that feeling, it would resolve a lot of problems.
有聖靈充滿的經歷啊。
That if you have that type of experience of being filled with the Spirit, that will resolve many of your problems.
但是呢，聖經卻是話俾我哋聽，我哋藉著聖靈的同在，滿有聖靈，叫我哋能夠結出好多果子嚟。
But the Bible tells us that if we are to be filled with the Spirit, then what it really means is that we are able to bear much fruit.
我們看另外一段的聖經，在彼得後書。
Let's turn to a different passage in the Bible in 2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第11節。
Verse 11.
對不起，第一章的第五節。
It's actually verse 5.
彼得後書第一章第五節。
It is in 2 Peter chapter 1, but it's verse 5.
请听我来读啊。
Please listen as I read.
我们由第五节读到第十一节。
We will read from verse 5 to 11.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge.
有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上虔敬。
Now, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness.
有了虔敬又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于寒冷，不结果子了。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十一节，我跳去第十一节。
We'll jump to now verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
哇，后面这里挺好啊，刚才就说不让你来，你不识你，这里就说必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主耶稣主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
How wonderful is this ending of the passage that we read. You know, in the previous verse, we read how the Lord shut the door and says, I don't even know you. But here it tells us that the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
如果你们有这几样呢，我说明啊，你们如果行这几样呢，就永不失脚。
It tells us that as long as you practice these things, you do these things, you will never stumble.
得以进入我主耶稣基督救主永远的国，丰丰富富地进入。
And not only that, but then to be able to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ abundantly.
所以我们盼望在这个的灵命的长进上边，一级一级来到学这些功课。
So we hope that we too are able to learn this lesson that is taught here, that step by step we're able to acquire and attain the oil that's needed.
你们要分外的殷勤。
It says here that you have to apply all diligence.
在这个世界人呢，他是为着这个钱财很殷勤的。
Now, many of Many men of this secular world are very diligent in their pursuit of wealth.
吃少餐饭都唔紧要，翻工搵多个钱。
They're more than willing to forsake a meal in order to be at work to pursue and to gain wealth.
但今日我哋话俾人听，哎呀，你星期五食少餐饭嚟聚会啦，好多人都要谂下。
But at the same time, we could say to some, oh.It's all right. I know it's kind of rush. Maybe we can just sort of skip dinner on Friday nights and just come for fellowship anyways. If that was the proposition, many people would decline.
我哋喺世事上边殷勤，但我哋喺属灵嘅事上边咧，我哋唔殷勤嘅。
We're very diligent when it comes to secular achievement, but when it comes to spiritual matters, we're not so diligent.
地上边嘅人咧，佢如果睇股市嗰啲咧，六点钟佢起身要睇啦。
So for those who read novels,
stock market.
For those who are into the stock market, they get up at 6 in the morning to make sure that they're there at the bell when the market opens.
但我6点钟起身读经呢，冇人睬你。
But if you say, well, why don't we try to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and we can spend time reading the Bible? If that was a proposition, not many people would take it up.
我们在主的事情上面我们学习殷勤。
So when it comes to the spiritual matters, when it comes to the Lord and His things, let's be diligent.
我要有信心，圣经话俾我听有信心。
It says we have to have faith.
这个信心呢是起初的信，我们都每人呢我们仅有第一步的信的。
Now all of us have had that initial step of faith. All of us have had it.
当我们入了这个门之后呢，我们都是用本于信以至于信，罗马书跟我们这样说。
But after we gain entrance into this life, then it says in Romans, it's faith by faith.
我们信主的所作，又信主的所赐，要行走这条路。
We believe in who Christ is, and we believe in what He has done, and this is how we take our step, faith, step by step.
但这个信心呢，需要有行为的。
But this faith must have an outflowing of action.
有了信心，你又加上这个德行。
It says there, in your faith, you need to supply moral excellence.
在这个雅各书，是这样跟我讲的，是吗？
In James, it tells us that in James.
一章二节。
In chapter 1,
我读给大家听得了。
I'm just going to read this to you, to brothers and sisters. So.You don't have to turn to it.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
It says there's, but prove yourselves doers of the word, but not, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
因为听道而不行道的，就好像人对着镜子，自己看自己本来的面目，看见了就忘了。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. Once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten.What type of person he is.
第二章十四节都同我哋咁讲嘅。
Chapter 2, the same book in verse 14 tells us the same.
如果有人话自己有信心却冇行为咧，有咩益处咧
？If a man says he has faith but he has no works, can that faith save him?
呢个信心能救佢吗
？Can that faith save him?
如果有弟兄姊妹嚟话我缺咗日用嘅饮食，我赤身露体，唔通你就对佢讲你平平安安嘅去吧？
If a brother or sister is without clothing or in need of food, will one of you just say, go in peace, be warm and be filled?
你将俾佢，咁你就叫佢平平安安咁走。
You don't provide any supply for them and you just say, just go in peace.
咁呢个信冇信心嘅行为呢係死嘅。
So, faith without works is dead.
呢个我哋都晓得都明白。
Now, we all understand that.
当然一啲你话如果呢个行为这个所谓的德行要我活出来不需要我付代价的大家都很愿意活。你有信心那里免费有餐饭食我们都有信心一起去食没人不喜欢的。
So, if this matter about moral excellence did not require a price to be paid, all of us will want to do it. If someone says, oh, there's a free meal over there, then all of us say, yeah, let's go enjoy a free meal, we all want to do it.
但现在所以讲到德行呢就是其实这个就是十字架道路你要不要付出去。
But when it says moral excellence, what underscores it is the fact that this is the path, the way of the cross. Now, are you willing to, embrace it if it requires for you to pay a price?
圣经跟我们所讲一切话呢 从来冇妥协嘅。
The Bible, when all the things that the Bible teaches, there's never a never teaches us to compromise.
啊，唔系，圣经嘅话从来唔同我哋妥协嘅。
The Word of God will never be compromised to us.
啊，太难啦，唔做主话，哎呀，我退后一步俾你做，主唔会咁讲。
The Lord will not say something and then have you come to it to say, oh no, this is too hard, and the Lord, and actually it is too hard.
你调转嚟睇，呢个系主俾你机会去买油啊。
We need to turn that around and realize the Lord tells us this so that we can have an opportunity to purchase or buy the oil that's needed.
今日或者请你去check 啲朋友们啊，你话油好贵啊，而家就嚟四个半一加仑啦吓。
Someone asked you to, oh, could you possibly give this brother or this sister a ride to church? And you think, well, wait a minute. Gas prices are going up. It's about $4.50 per gallon now.
我想一想顺不顺路先，顺路或者不顺路呢，或者看要找哪个顺路去啊。
And then plus, it's kind of out of the way. Why don't we find someone who lives close by to them? Maybe they can give them a ride.
你好像蚀了一些汽油，但如果你这样做，你买了一些油在你的器皿里面。
It seems like if you do this, you sacrifice some gas oil, but in essence, when you do it wholeheartedly, then you actually acquire or bought oil that's needed in the Lord.
我们愿不愿意付代价，还有时间啊？
So, are you willing to pay the price? There's still time.
我们还要付出我们的时间作为一个代价。
We have to pay a price to give up.Our time.
唔好今日想将来，将来又后悔咁。哎呀，我原来，哎呀，嗰阵时主俾我咁多机会去买油，我就话去买油啊嘛。主俾机会你啊，你今日几月几号去边度买油啊？几时几号去边度买油，你都唔去买。
Don't be that person who sits in the present and just think, oh, later, I'll think about the future later. And then in the future, be that person to think, oh, I didn't do it, I regret it.Oh, the Lord gave me that day, and the Lord already told me, go there, do this, and I would have been able to buy that oil. Or another day, the Lord said, here, go there, here, and do this, and you would have had another opportunity to buy oil, and you neglected to do any of that.
我们放弃了很多的机会。
We forsook many opportunities.
有了这个德行呢，又要加上这个知识。
But then, in addition to moral excellence, we're supposed to add knowledge.
圣经呢有啲圣经呢就话你有咗德行呢又要知识佢加上去呢好似喺外边就咗一样加一样又咗一样加一样。
So, in some translations, it depends on the translation, but it says that in your moral excellence, in your moral excellence, increase knowledge.
有啲就唔 increase, 有咗呢样有咗有咗殷勤信心有咗信心德行有一德行就知识，有一知识就节制。
So some translations seemingly you acquire one and then you add to it, so it's like an external addition. But in other translations, it tells us in moral excellence, then there's knowledge. In knowledge, then there's self-control. In self-control, then there's perseverance.
弟兄同我哋讲到咧，呢啲系其实咧，呢啲系生命嘅事情嚟嘅。我从生命里边咧系会活出呢啲嘢出嚟嘅。
So we have
你如果让呢个生命活嘅话。
We have been taught from other brothers who are more well-versed that these are all just aspects of our lives, aspects of the life that we have, that this is one layer, this is another layer, this is another layer.
是的我们有了信心你自然呢你让它活的时候呢因为我们里面有圣灵的嘛你让它活的时候它自然会活出答案出来的会有的。
So, because we already have faith, if we just permit for faith,to be lived out in our works, then the Holy Spirit, because we all have the Holy Spirit, right? So the Holy Spirit allows for us then to be able to display moral excellence.
当我们有了一些德行的时候呢里面呢又会叫我们哎呀你要去寻求一些这个知识是讲到真理上边的真知识真理的知识。
And then in when we're able to live out moral excellence, then it clues us in, oh,I have a pursuit, or I need to pursue knowledge. So this knowledge is about the true knowledge, truth, knowing the truth.
就是在圣经里面呢神很多的话呢因着我们愿意活出来的时候呢这个是一个循环来的。 当我们愿意活出来的时候呢、啊、我们会认识那些圣经的真理更多的。
So, when we are able to live out moral excellence or live out that aspect of things, it actually allows for us to come to a greater knowledge or a deeper knowledge of the truth that's in the Bible. It's sort of like a feedback loop. So that if you're able to live it out, it automatically increases your understanding of the very words that you've read before.
啊，即係好似我哋而家讀緊哥羅西書咧，咪啊一章十節嗰度咁講咧。啊，你哋行事為人啊，好對得起主，凡事蒙佢喜悅，喺一切善事上邊結果子，然之後咩啊？漸漸嘅多知道神。
And just as it says in Colossians chapter 1, we've all studied this already recently. So it says there, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work. And then what does it say? And then it says, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
啊，当我落喺病人床上边痛苦嘅时候，啊，我有一个咁嘅经历嘅时候，我就想起，哦，我主耶稣基督钉十字架时候边我痛苦好多。
When I am sick and I'm on my sick bed, it gives us actually an opportunity to identify with the Lord and understand what He suffered and His death when He suffered death for us.
啊，当然我哋都系需要喺啊圣经嘅里边有，好似我依家读紧哥罗西书啊。点解？我哋就讲经历得啦。但哥罗西书话俾我听，好多嘢系我哋如果佢唔讲，我哋唔知，我哋唔识嘅。
We're all studying Colossians together. And you know, it's possible for us to just gain experience, talk about experience, share on our experience, but it's not until we actually get into the Word and we see it lived out and see it displayed that we know more and more of the truth of the Word.
啊，还有一啲咧唔系活出嚟嘅，还有一啲譬如神话俾我哋听，哥罗西书话俾我哋听，我喺一切被做嘅意思，一切都系透过我做嘅，又藉着我，又为着我。呢啲如果唔呢啲系冇得经历嘅，神唔讲你亦都系唔知道嘅。
And then there are some of these words, some of the truth that we cannot experience. For example, the Bible, in Colossians, it tells us how the Lord is in first place, and that everything is there's fullness dwelling in Him. Everything is for Him and by Him.These are not things to be experienced, but when we are able to experience the Lord, then come back to the Word, these are words that are highlighted for us to understand even more.
So, 神的话很奇妙，我经常就以为说、啊、如果给我们来到写圣经，写圣经，我说有了知识，又要加上德行，他不是，有了德行要加上知识。
You know, it actually is kind of odd. If we were to be to pen the Bible, we would probably reverse that order and say, first we have knowledge, then we can live it out as moral excellence. But no, it says that in moral excellence, there's knowledge.
当我们有经历的时候，神将我带入他的真理里面，比其实有一些能够经历的，有一些不能够经历的，是为了保护我们的。
When we live out a life that is consistent with Him, then He brings us into the truth.Of the Bible, and some of those things again we are able to experience, but some of them are things that we cannot experience. But it nevertheless allows us to enter more deeply into coming to know of the truth.
能够经历嘅，我系能够认识我主更加多喺生命里边认识佢。
And those things that we can experience, it permits for us to come to know the Lord even more in our day-to-day living.
唔能够经历嘅，我系用信心嚟接受佢。
And for those things that we cannot experience, then it's by faith.That we accept it to be truth.
啊，所以哥罗西书第二章嗰度就讲到啦，我而家五圣嘅里边啊，与众圣徒喺爱里边联合，一同丰丰足足嘅，你要加上信心，你要接受呢啲嘅丰富。
So that's why it says that in Colossians chapter 2, it says that for those, that their hearts, I know of those who are not personally that I've known. This is Paul speaking, but I know that their hearts.May have be encouraged and having knitted together in love and attaining to the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding in the true knowledge of God's mystery.
啊，当人咧有咗呢、这个啊真知识、真理嘅知识啊，佢有一啲嘅啊经历行出嚟嘅时候咧，圣经话俾咧，我哋需要有节制啊，慢慢里边要有节制。如果唔系咧，呢、这个知识咧，哥林多书话俾你听，知识叫人自高自大。
When we have experience in the Lord, and then when we have gained increase in the true knowledge, we realize that there must be discipline. or else without discipline, if we're all just increasing the knowledge. In Corinthians, it tells us that knowledge just puffs up the head and just increases that pride. But we need to have that discipline as well. Because if increasing knowledge actually drives us away from the Lord, that is a very frightening thing. And this is the exact act that was perpetrated at the Garden of Eden. That's what the Satan, the enemy, did.
如果你有了一些熟龄的知识, 但却叫你觉得好像和弟兄姊妹中间有间隔, 好像和弟兄姊妹中间融入的时候,
if you somehow have gained increased knowledge, but that knowledge changes you to a point where you feel separated from the body, if that you're removed from the body somehow, then that is not a good thing.
因为天使长被创造的时候，那路西弗被创造的时候系全然美丽，满有智慧。
Because remember Lucifer, the angel at that of light, when he was created in a beautiful way.
但有一日佢堕落啦，因为己嘅问题。
But he fell. Why? Because of the self that was growing in him.
所以我哋要好小心喺啲事情嘅上边。
So we have to be extremely cautious when it comes to these things.
我们需要有知识来分辨这一切。
We have to have discernment, discernment to be able to separate out these things.
但亦都要在这些事上，我们必须有节制。这个节制亦都是这个。
And when it comes to the knowledge, that we need to increase in knowledge, but to have discipline, to discernment.
这个节制呢,是这个圣灵所结的果子里面其中一个。
This discipline is one of the fruits that we find in the Spirit.
就是这个圣灵所结的果子其中一个。
This is self-control, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
并且呢,这个节制呢,亦都是 作长老、作执事嘅条件嚟。And
the self-control is one facet that must be present for anyone who is a deacon, who is an elder.
呢个系喺提摩太前书三章话俾我哋听。This
is what we find in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
当我谂起节制咧，我系谂起好多人谂起减肥啊。
Whenever we talk about self-control, immediately we have this picture of someone who diets, who wants to lose weight.
我们很想吃东西，但我们为着我们身体的缘故，我们节食。
So we really love to eat, but for the sake of benefit of my health, then I'm going to have self-control.
所以我们学习在凡事上来节制。
So we need to learn to have self-control in all things.
我们先不久，我们刘神领师，我们有些交通，弟兄们有交通，我们不一定每次都会交通到自己的事，是吗？
Recently we had some sharing upstairs, and we were talking about leading hymns, or leading inspiration, that during that time, we shouldn't just focus always on me, what I did, what I experienced.
有时候经历讲出来好，但有时呢， 太多，我们需要有些节制。
So experiences are good to share, but when it's too much, we really need to learn self-control.
我究竟这个交通有没有带起这个诗歌的灵，有没有带起聚会的灵呢？
When I share this experience, does it lift up the spirit of this song, or does it lift up the spirit of the gathering?
我未信主的时候，我口花花，现今我有没有节制自己的口呢？
So I used to be very coarse or very, very lax in my speech before I became to know the Lord. But now that I know the Lord, am I more disciplined? Do I have self-control?
我来到交通聚会的时候，我们是不是一定我预备了，我就要讲呢？我有没有节制呢？
So I've prepared now for a sharing meeting. So when I'm at a sharing meeting, for sure I'm going to grab the mic and share. Or do we have some self-control there when we're in the meeting.
我哋都要出啊，嚟买呢啲油。
We need to purchase and buy the oil.
最紧要咧，呢个节制其实咧，讲到最尾咧，就系死己。
Ultimately, when we get down to the nitty gritty of it, it means to deal with the self, death to the self.
啊，有咗啊节制啦，将我哋活出咩忍耐。
So self-control, what is the attitude, what do we see then? We see perseverance.
啊，这个啊忍耐咧，长久忍耐啊，系啦。
Now this perseverance is meaning over a long period of time.
啊，就系啊圣灵所结嘅果子里边其中一个忍耐。
And so this also is a fruit of the spirit.
啊，当我哋慢慢有节制，有节制嘅时候咧，慢慢就好自然长出一个忍坚忍啊，或者我哋叫坚忍嘅性格。
So then, as we have perseverance being built up, then very naturally,
your self-control 就变咗。
When we have self-control, we build up, then naturally we have that perseverance.
系啦，呢个啊忍耐咧就成为我哋嘅性格。
This becomes part of our characteristic or character.
喺啊呢个忍耐啊，乃讲紧受苦嘅忍耐。
Now this perseverance.Refers to persevering hardship.
啊，就系讲紧经过十字架对付所散发出嚟嘅性格。
It tells us of those qualities or the characteristics that comes forth after we have been pressed through the way of the cross.
弟兄嚟到上礼拜弟兄同我讲到啊，厨房里边点煮嘢啊？
Last week we were talking about how things are done in the kitchen.
我哋有冇学习嗰啲功课啊？里边有一个忍耐嘅心。
Do we learn the proper lessons serving in the kitchen? But we, in order to do so, we have to persevere.
唔系一定系我嘅方法。
It's not that my way must be the only way.
或者俾人讲几句，心里边都唔开心。
Or maybe somebody gave me a criticism, and then all of a sudden it's sad or it,Saddens me.
但我哋必须仰望我哋嘅主耶稣，点样样全心忍耐，奔跑个前边个路程。
Instead, our focus then should be turned to the Lord to see how He persevered and how He was pay the price.
啊，我应该全心忍耐吓，啊，仰望嗰个为我哋钉十字架嘅主，去奔跑前边嘅路程。
We should all have that heart to persevere, and then in our perseverance to look.To the Lord as an example to allow us to learn how to continue this path ahead.
哇！如果讲十字架功课，有另一堂讲啊，讲唔晒啦。
Now we talk. If we all of a sudden go off tangent and talk about the lesson of the cross, and there'll be another session that we can spend.
呢个又系要我哋出代价去买翻嚟嘅。
But this is a lesson that we need to pay the price in order to purchase.
啊，有咗呢个忍耐。我哋慢慢活出咩？活出呢个敬虔出嚟。
And then after this perseverance, what happens? Then we're able to live out godliness.
啊，有呢个敬虔咧，敬虔咧就系讲到吓，英文就唔使解释啦，与神相似啦。
Godliness that means to be like God.
啊，咁我哋圣经你话俾我听啊，操练身体益处还少啊，唯有呢个敬虔啊。是大有好处的。
The Bible tells us that it is of limited value that we can buffet our bodies, but this matter of godliness, that is of value.
啊，凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来生的应许。
Because there, all things are, what's the right word?
啊，提摩太前书四章八节。
Sorry.It tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, it tells us that for bodily discipline is only of a little profit. Godliness is profitable for all. It holds promise for the present life and also for life to come.
是啦。哇，咁你又今日啲人呢真係本末倒置㗎。佢去操个身体呢可以跑步跑个几钟。你话读圣经佢冇读可能佢读分几钟佢就放低。
So bodily discipline, you know, many people can force themselves to do many things. They can run a marathon. They run for hours and hours.But how, if you ask them to spend the time, the same amount of time to read the Bible, that's something that's not doable.
他告诉你, 读圣经很闷。
They'll say, "Oh, it's so boring to read the Bible."
啊，但我话你跑步跑个钟唔闷，咁样我都觉得好闷。你又跑
？But from my perspective, I think you run several hours. Isn't that kind of boring too? To me, that's boring.
啊，因为我系注重眼睇见嘅，唔注重眼所睇唔见。
Because our focus is on the things that are visible, and our focus is not on the things that are not visible.
啊，操练敬，操练敬虔咧，那系远离罪恶，系咪？操练敬虔啊，系远离罪恶。
To practice godliness, it's
远离开罪恶。
Oh, it's to bring us away from sin.
啊，并且咧唔作神唔喜悦嘅事。
It is to do those, is to not do those things that displeases God.
啊，并且咧呢啲事情咧系需要操练嘅。
And it requires for us to practice it. That means put it into practice again and again.
你系要受一啲苦嘅。
That means that there is some pain that might come.
系要付上代价嘅。
You have to pay the price.
啊，你今日唔付呢个代价咧，你嗰日你就冇油。
If you don't pay the price today, you will not have the oil.Come that day.
人有咗敬虔嘅心，有敬虔嘅性格，又进一步去活出一个爱弟兄嘅心。
And when we have godliness, when we have a heart of godliness, then the next level that comes is that we're able to live out brotherly kindness.
啊，呢个咧记唔记得我哋读到海边嘅故事嘅时候，彼得同主三次嘅对问嘅时候咧，就讲紧呢个 filial。就是这个人间最美好的爱了，兄弟相爱。Philadelphia 就是这个字。
So we always, whenever we come to talk about love, then we remember what happened at the seaside, right? With Peter and the Lord asking Peter whether Peter loves him. And Peter always responded with the ultimate of man's love, which is filial love, which is brotherly kindness. And so brotherly kindness, filial, that's of course the root word for Philadelphia, which is the city of brotherly love.
啊、有咗呢、这个弟兄相爱的心又要加上爱。这个、爱呢个爱呢佢呢唔系爱神嘅心又要加上爱又要有爱。
But not, that doesn't just stop there with brotherly, kindness, but added to that is the next layer which is love. This is not, this is loving, to have love.
这个爱呢系呢个 agape.
So this then is talking about agape love.
就系神圣嘅爱。
This isA godly love.
甚至上十字架都爱嘅，呢个系耶稣基督嘅爱。
Then this is displayed by the Lord who has this love even on the cross. Even if it means going to the cross, he still has that love.
就系神爱世人，甚至将佢嘅独生子赐给他们嘅，呢个阿加皮嘅爱。
Is the agape love that is shown to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the type of love.
啊，你如果有呢几样咧，就必然啊。丰丰足足的永不失的丰丰足足的进入神的国里面。
And it tells us that if you have these qualities and they're increasing, then you will enter into the fullness of God, of God.
其实这些是关乎生命和生命里面的事情好像一步一步其实呢我们有一样很多东西都自然会一起来学的。
So this is talking about life, this is talking about our day-to-day living, and so even though it might seem that it was one,added to another, one and then another. And in fact, many of these are just different facets that are lived out, different facets that are seen.
就好似一棵树生根建造啊，啊你话佢有根吓，有根先，啊有叶，有叶又有翻根系嘛，叶又吸收咗营养，又有根，根又帮助叶。你话边样先，边样出，边样后，我系讲唔清楚嘅。
So you can say, look at a tree. A tree has roots. It also has leaves. It has roots first, maybe, and then it gives off leaves. But the leaves also function to add to the vitality of the tree so that it's able to be rooted even more. So which comes first or which is before the other? It's very difficult for us to differentiate that way.
所以愿意神藉着这些话提醒我们叫我们里面警醒。
So may the Lord May God gives us these words in order for us to be alert.
啊，叫我哋所追求嘅系有油。
So that what we're pursuing for is for us to have be able to buy more oil.
啊，因为神回嚟嘅时候，
When the Lord returns, He's not going to look at anything else. God is looking for His Son, the characteristics and the nature of His Son being born out in each one of us.
今日神俾我哋还活着，就系俾我哋还有机会去学习，去操练呢啲嘅功课。
He continues to give us time on earth to live the life that we live. Why? In order for us to learn this lesson, to be able to purchase the oil that's needed.
主嚟嘅日子近啦。The
Lord's return is imminent.
与我哋都一同嚟到警醒，我哋祷告。So
may each one of us be alert.
主，我哋感谢赞美你。Lord,
we thank and praise you.
主啊，你话你必快嚟。Lord,
you have said that you will come quickly.
你去，原系为我哋预备地方去。You've
gone to prepare a place for us.
预备好了就必嚟到接我哋到你嗰度去。
You are fully prepared, you shall come to take us to be where you are.
主，我真系知道喺嗰一日，主啊，天必有大响声。
We know that come that day, a shout will come in the heavens.
主啊，真系喺号筒末次吹响嘅时候。
And the trumpet will sound.
主啊，你就要接我哋到空中云里，与主嚟到相遇。
And there you shall rapture your church to midair to meet you there.
主啊，喺主里边垂咗嘅。 要先被提，然之后就系我呢啲活着还存留喺地上边嘅人。
And then those who are asleep shall rise first, and following them will be those who are alive at that time.
主啊，你必快来。
You shall come quickly.
主啊，早晨，主啊，警醒我哋里边嘅心。
So this morning, may you make us alert in our hearts.
唔以呢啲为知识。
Do not allow these to just be knowledge that we've stuffed into our heads.
主啊，向我哋讲话。
But instead, Lord, speak to us.
叫我哋里边。
That we are able to keep ourselves alert.
作嗰五个愚拙同呢个榜样，主啊唔叫我哋好似佢哋咁样。
So that we will not follow the examples of these five foolish virgins.
怜悯我哋。
Forgive us, have mercy upon us, Lord.
我祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.